will bless you. We will thank you in the middle of the storm. Yes. We will thank you when we are at our heaviest and when our highest. God, we give everything we are to you. We trust you. We know that you have us in the palm of your hands. We reach our arms and our eyes and our minds and our hearts to you, Jesus. We dedicate this service. We dedicate these kids, these adults, these children to you, Father. And we know that you have amazing and great plans for them and for us. Let us glorify you, Jesus. And all of your people said, amen. Amen. Well, can I have Sean and Oliver come up with us? So as a children's pastor, I have the privilege to do a few things. I have the privilege of teaching your kids, your youth, your little ones all the way up till I pass them off to Hannah, about how much God loves them, how much God is for them, how that God is alive and working in their hearts and their mind, and that they can be transformed by the renewing of Jesus Christ. And so today is a day of privilege for me. Oh, it's okay, Sean. Hey, Sean, can you step up here? No? Okay, that's fine. That's fine. Can you step up here? Daddy, Grandpa's going to put you up there so everybody can see how cute you are. Isn't he cute? This is Sean. Sean, can you wave to the people? Can you say hi? Say hi, Sean. And we have the privilege of doing a child dedication. We are dedicating Sean to the Lord. As a congregation, I'm going to need your help, and I'll ask for that in just a little bit. But we are committing with Oliver to raise Sean up to be the godly man that God has in store for him. But he needs help, right? So Oliver, I would like you just to share a little bit about the testimony of Sean. Would you be able to do that for us?
Okay. Hi, everybody. I'm Oliver, and this is Sean. Sean is a child of God. And in a week's time, it'll be 2 years and 9 months. And God has Sean in his hands all of that time. When Sean was born, he wasn't breathing. It wasn't a very long time, but it's in the records. He was blue, that's right. Want to say hello?
Whoa. Microphone.
Jane. And since then, when he was 15 months, he got into a little bit of trouble, and he was in Wake Med ICU for 3 days. And it started a long road to where we are today. And sometimes you have to look back to see God's hands in it. A lot of the time in my case, but yeah. But the people that were put in Sean's life since then and even today.
Can you like it the microphone?
Yes, I like the microphone. Yeah. Nobody could have planned it other than God.
My microphone.
Right down to the end of January, he was diagnosed with autism. And it just didn't happen that way. We've been dealing with it for a long time. He's been getting help for other things, and part of it was teaching me how to deal with his autism. And he will get the further help that he needs. This little child, every day I see God's in him. Like he's an innocent little guy. He has taught me so much. So he was put into my life for a reason too. I like the microphone. We'll have to sing before we're done. Okay. So that that's pretty much it. I'm very happy that all you guys are our family. And we feel like we're part of your family. And as Pastor says, we need everybody's help to keep Sean on the straight and narrow as he grows up. And keep him. And when I look around and I see the children and teenagers that's in here, that's how I want Sean to grow up. There's no more I can say. That's how I want Sean to grow up. And that's about it. Thank you for dedicating him.
No, wait, Sean, come back. You're not done yet. You're not done. That's right, Sean. So Deuteronomy 6, verse 7 through 9 says, "You shall teach them diligently to your children. You shall teach the laws to your children. You shall talk of them when you sit in your house, and when you walk by the way, and when you lie down, and when you rise. You shall bind them as a sign on your hand, and they shall be frontlets between your eyes. You shall write them on the doorposts of your house and of your gates." So today, Sean, we are dedicating you to God. We are saying we trust God with you in your heart and your mind and your life, and that we want from this day forward you to walk with Jesus, okay? So congregation, will you agree? Will you put your hand out? Dear most holy and precious and loving Father God, we dedicate Sean to you, God. We know that you have him. We know the plans that you have for him that are good, that are work all things for him. God, we know when he sleeps, when he wakes, that you are there for him. God, will you help Oliver? Will you help us as a congregation surround him with love, surround him with guidance, surround him with your perfect peace? As a congregation, will you say and will you agree that you will dedicate Sean and work with us and through us? And all of the congregation says, amen. So Oliver, can I give you a book? I know you can't read quite yet, Sean, but this book is called Strong Enough to Last. It's one of my absolute favorite books. It's by David Boyd, and it talks about building spiritual depth in our kids, and so that's homework. I'm always a homework person. If you know my kids, they'll tell you I give homework all the time. And it says, Certificate of Dedication. We are presenting this to Sean. I, Oliver Harney, proclaim my intention to bring up Sean in the nurture and the admonishment of the Lord, Ephesians 6:4, on March 6, 2022, at Grace Assembly Church. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is whole, he will not depart. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Yes. So can I have all my kids come up and sit here, and I'll have the Bethias come on up. All the Bethias. Kids, if you want to come up and look at the baptism, y'all can. So who gets to go first, Luke or Logan? Luke gets to go first. Okay, all right. So, y'all, these are the Bethias. Everybody say hi, Bethias family. This family is amazing, and they have... Okay, hold a second. Princess. All right, I want you down here. Okay, can you come sit right here? Right there. Y'all can sit on the... Thank you. I'm going to turn over the mic, but this is a privilege when a dad, a mom can baptize their own child. And so, Sean, will you say a few words?
Good morning. Just want to say I thank you all for, again, like Oliver was just saying, since we've been coming here, everyone's just embraced us as family, and so have we to you guys. And it's such a privilege to baptize my children, baptize my wife. So whenever we're in God's presence and, you know, you have your children come to you and, you know, state that, you know, I want to get baptized, right? I want to be closer to God. it's a precious thing. And because the devil, he seeks out to attack. And he will attack the most precious things to you. He doesn't care age, race, religion. He doesn't care. He's there to seek and destroy. And when you have young ones like this, those are the ones that he would try to whisper little things in and plant his seed in to get them to start thinking, right? Because we all have choice. And as innocent as they are, without the guidance of taking a village, right, to raise these children, without that guidance, they'd go astray. So I thank you guys for always embracing us and keeping us in your prayers throughout everything, and likewise for us to do for you.
Is it warm?
So Luke, this is my youngest one, Luke. He is the life of the family. He is the life of the family. And, you know, his character just says it all for us. He keeps us on our toes and very opinionated. And Luke, is there a reason why you want to get baptized today?
I want to be closer to God so I can do whatever I can do with God, and I want to get baptized because I could get closer to God.
Excellent. Come on, Beloge, move on. Don't go down to, not yet. All right. So, Luke, do you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God? Do you believe that Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior?
Yes.
So I now baptize you in the name of the Father, Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. 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 Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Yes. Amen. All right, Logan. Praise God.
This here is Logan, my second youngest, baby Einstein, what we like to call him. I mean, you know, God has definitely blessed us with him, and definitely, if you need to be corrected, he will correct you. And at the age of 7, he's able to pick up pretty much anything and just read off the quick math in his head. So, you know, hence the baby Einstein name. And very, you know, balanced. Balanced, what I like to call it, because he can rationalize anything and make you believe that silver is gold. and he will provide facts for that. So, you know, in that sense, I just love what God is doing with my children, with my family, my wife, myself, and with all of you. Is there a reason why you want to get baptized today, Logan?
Yes.
So
I can commit my life to God.
So Logan, do you believe Jesus Christ is the Son of God?
Yes.
Do you also accept God as your Lord and Savior?
Yes.
I now baptize you in the name of the Father, Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Amen, amen, amen. Praise God. I want to do something just a little different. We don't typically do this, but I'd like everybody, if they would, to just stretch their hands toward Sean here. I want to pray over him. He has a situation this week that he's facing, and he needs the favor of God. And I would like for us just to believe. I don't want to go into details. Sean, I know you weren't ready for this, but let's pray over. You know, God is into details. I love that about God. So if y'all would stretch your hand this way, just trust me when I tell you that he needs favor with God. And Sean, you have favor with God. So Lord, we just lay our hands on Sean right now. We stretch our hands this way, my God. And Lord, we're just believing for a miracle in his life. Lord, false allegations, lies, deceit. My God, in the name of Jesus, we're just praying for truth to be revealed, justice to be revealed, righteousness to be revealed. My God, in Jesus' name, we thank you for it, Lord. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Thank you.
Yes, you can get it. Go ahead, Kat. So everyone, this is Kat. Kat, how old are you?
8 years
old. So if you know anything about Kat, she's going to be the most sparkly young lady ever. I can see her in the parking lot before she even gets here because of all the sparkles and glitter and gold that she has in her life. Would that be kind of true about Kat? So Kat, I asked her to... there's a little form that we kind of ask them to fill out a little bit. And it says, write a short summary of your relationship with God and Jesus below. So do you want me to read it or do you want to read it? You want me to read it. Okay. It says, I pray to God. I talk to God. He protects me and he's my best friend. Isn't that all what it's all about? That Jesus wants to be our best friend, that we want Jesus to be our best friend, that he protects us and he loves us, and we can pray and talk to him at any time. And it says, why do you want to be baptized? Can you answer that? Yeah.
Because I want to be reborn and closer to God.
Amen. Amen. Very, very, very good. So if you're scared, okay, no, so come back. So all the way down. So Kat, have you accepted Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior?
Yes.
And will you promise to follow Jesus all the days of your life?
Yes.
Okay. So hold your nose. There we go. So I baptize Kat, you in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Praise God. Amen. 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 Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. All right, praise God. Glory to the Father, glory to the Son, glory to the Holy Spirit. Praise God.
So today I have the honor and privilege as the youth pastor to baptize one of my youth. So Sebastian Garcia, if you'll come up, as well as the Garcia family. He's got this. He's a pro. All right. He's a pro. All right. You're going to just put your feet here. Okay. All right. So, Sebastian, how old are you?
11.
11 years old. And, Sebastian, can you tell us why you want to get baptized today?
To get closer to God.
Awesome, awesome. So Sebastian came up to me actually over a month ago on a Wednesday night at youth group, and he said, hey, Pastor Hannah, I want to get baptized. And he'd actually been planning this since last year. He had told Mr. Mark in his class that next year I want to get baptized. And so sure enough, this year rolled around. He said, Pastor Hannah, I want to get baptized. I said, great. So of course I pulled him aside. I was like, come sit down. I asked him, why do you want to get baptized, right? We want to make sure that they understand, like, this is what this means, this is what we're doing. And Sebastian knew without a doubt immediately. He said, because God put it in my heart. And so God had spoke to him that it was obedience to be baptized right now. So Sebastian takes a lot of courage to get up here and get baptized, doesn't it? Right? And so he was willing to do that because he wanted to be obedient. And his first response to me was, "Is what God spoke to my heart." And so we've come back to that a couple different times in conversations, that this is about him being obedient. And he even told me this past Wednesday, he had pulled up the scripture on his phone about being baptized. And he was telling me, like, he's like, "I don't remember the scripture, but I know it's in here." And he's scrolling through his phone. But I was like, "I know the one you're talking about." And he's like, "Yeah." So it's in obedience to the scripture that God spoke to him about being baptized. So Sebastian, is Jesus the Lord and Savior of your life?
Yes.
And do you plan to follow him for the rest of your life?
Yes.
Awesome. All right. Can we put he's just going in. Hold, cover your nose for me. We want this baptism to go right. All right. All right. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, I baptize you, Sebastian.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah, Lord. Yes. Amen. What do you think, Dad? Praise God, huh? Praise God, praise God, praise God. Hallelujah. Yes, amen. Well, if I can have Dee Dee, will you come and join me? And Oliver, we'll have you right after Dee Dee. What do you think? Praise God. This is a sermon without words. Have y'all got it yet? You know, it's interesting. Jesus tells you to pray in your closet. That's interesting. Then also, don't do your alms before men. You know, interesting. And when you fast, don't have this long, dreary look on your face to be seen of men. But when it comes to baptism, he wants you to do it publicly. Isn't that interesting? Do you find that interesting? Publicly, you confess Christ, you identify with Christ publicly. So, well, Oliver, if you don't care, we'll let ladies go first. Is that okay with you? All right, then, Dee Dee, praise God. You ready to go? You've been ready. Praise God. I love it. I love it. Come on up here with us, then. Praise the Lord. Praise God. So, Dee Dee, you want to step on in there, and I'll help you wear the wonderful things. If you fall down, you won't drown. We'll get you out.
I can swim.
Yeah, you can swim. So, Dee Dee, why don't you just, you can go ahead and sit down. And if you put your legs down there, when I get ready to put you under, it's going to be easier. Is that water warm enough?
Yeah.
Praise God. So, Dee Dee, why don't you, before you get your hands wet.
Oh.
Okay, I'll hold the mic. Why don't you tell the people why you'd like to get baptized? Do you mind?
I've been through so much. And I've just realized lately, the last four, and especially the last 2 years, I know God has a calling on my life. I've really realized the last 2 years he's put me on one-on-one schooling, and I really think I do know when he plans to do it in my life. And this week I've made a decision what I'm going to do, and you don't mind me sharing this. I've been listening to this prophet through the week when I need church, and I'll tell you, they've had my life right in line. And God, I know years back, promised me desires in my heart. And he has filled some of them, and he's going to fulfill this one. But the prophet said you had to make Jesus your husband first. And I've always wanted, I call it a Jesus ring. And I just, you know, to have just something between me and Jesus, like a husband and wife. And this prophet had said, you have to make Jesus your husband first, then he will bring you a husband. And I believe it with my heart, so you guys don't even have a clue what I've been through. But you know what? I've listened to people's stories 22 years, and they're still not over it because they don't have a relationship with God.
And God brought me through it the last 6 years because I do have a relationship with God.
Well, praise God. Let me say this to you.
But I found this ring at Walmart. It was on clearance, dirt cheap. And I said, that's my Jesus ring. When I get actually, I got it before I even knew I was going to be baptized, and I've saved it. And I said, Jesus, I'm going to wear that the day when I get baptized, and I know my life's going to be changed forever.
Well, let me tell you something, Dee Dee. It's interesting because baptism, and I'll show this to you from Scripture, but it's when you become one. Isn't that interesting? So it is. It is like a marriage, but not quite. But you do become one, you know. So you said that you have received Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. And so let's baptize you. What do you think? Dee Dee, we're going to bury you with Christ. Then I'm going to raise you up out of the water with Christ. When you come up, I want you to come up in newness of mind and newness of spirit. All right? This water ain't just water. This is a baptism. And so let's do that. Honey, hold this for me. All right, you want to hold your nose?
Yeah.
All right, Dee Dee, I now baptize you in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Praise God, praise God. Hallelujah. Go ahead and praise. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes. Dear my Lord, let's praise the Lord with
you. Hallelujah.
We don't know what she goes through. We don't know what she's going through. Hallelujah, Lord. Victory shall be.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art.
Come on, you jump in. Praise God.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Well, praise God, praise God. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Not bad, is it, Oliver? Huh? Oliver, why don't you just tell the people why you like to be baptized?
On a daily basis, I want to get closer to God. When you get to be my age, you figure out what I can do and what I cannot do. But I don't follow those rules all the time. And when I give things over to God, there's a great peace of mind. And when I take back my own control, it can cause turmoil. So I need to get closer to God so that I can give to Him every day.
Praise God. Yeah. So you have accepted Jesus as your personal Savior then?
Yes, I have.
Yes, praise God. All right, well then, Oliver, we're going to baptize you. I'm going to, like I told Dee Dee, I'm going to bury you. You're buried with Christ.
Go ahead, brother.
If we knock you out, I'll get you out. So, then we're going to raise you up. Hold on for me. I got to baptize you. He's getting ready to baptize himself, huh? So. And then I want you to be risen with Christ. This is what we're symbolizing. We're in a grave, all right? Does that sound good?
Yes, it does.
Oliver, I now baptize you in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Yeah, you get out. Yeah. Praise God. Praise God. How do you feel, Oliver?
Feeling refreshed.
You feel refreshed? Praise God. That's wonderful, isn't it? I feel, and you feel wet. Yeah. Wet and refreshed. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you. Thank y'all so much. Listen, I want to share just a scripture or two with you right quick. And I know I just want to share a little bit with you and I'll let you go. Because I want y'all to understand something. I have a sense by the Lord this morning in prayer that everybody may not understand baptism. And so I wanted to share with you I won't be long. And I wanted to share something with you from Scripture. I want you to understand that what you have witnessed this morning is not a formal church ritual. This is what the Lord has asked us to do. Did you know that? Did you know just as God spoke to Abraham and told Abraham to take his son Isaac and take him to the altar and to sacrifice his son Isaac, it was a command. But I want you to understand that also this is a command. The Lord wants you to be baptized. It's a command to be baptized. It's not just some formal church ritual. Some of you that maybe maybe you just thought it was something the church does. No, listen to me. Baptism is God's plan. It's God's plan. When Acts chapter 2, I think starting with verse 38, you know, he was talking to the disciples and he was talking to the people and he said, y'all crucified him. You know, and as he preached to them, told them, y'all crucified him. Then their hearts was pricked by the Holy Spirit and they said, what must we do? And then Peter says, you know what? You need to repent of your sins and be baptized for the remission of sins, every one of you. So I just want you to understand, baptism is, it pleases God. So I want to read you a couple of scriptures. I just want you to see. I want to go to 1 Peter. Do you have these scriptures? We'll put 1 Peter up on the board. I want you to see this, and I want you to hear the words of God. I want you to hear the Bible. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 21. I want to start that, and I just want to read to you this. I want you to hear this. He himself, I'm sorry, let me back up. Let me back up just a little bit more. I said, what did I tell y'all? 1 Peter 3. Okay, I want to read out of 2 for some odd reason. So 3:21. Baptism, which corresponds with this. Now, what he was saying, he was talking about Noah, and he was talking about 8 persons that came through the water. I won't go back and catch all that, but I do want you to catch this. Baptism, which corresponds to this, now saves you, not as a removal of dirt from the body, but as an appeal to God for a good conscience. Isn't it interesting that when he come out of the water, he said, I feel refreshed. It's a conscience thing. I'm being baptized, and just think of that. It's not to remove dirt from your body, you know. And through the resurrection of Jesus Christ, who has gone into heaven, is at the right hand of God with angels, authorities, powers, having been subject to him. Oh, praise God. They're subject. So I want you to see it's not just a washing of the body. It is a conscience. It's, you know what? It's one thing to say a lot of things with your mouth. It's one thing to have. Think a lot of things, but it's one thing to have a clean conscience before God. I pray that you have a clean conscience, that you can walk before God with a God-clean conscience. It's a big deal. A lot of times our own conscience, if you're not careful, can really mess us up. We don't want to have a totally, listen to me. Let me say this and I'll move on. You need to understand his words. Let me tell you why. If you're not careful, you can have, you know what a total eclipse of the sun is, right? Does everybody in the room know what that is? Total eclipse of the sun. But you can have a total eclipse of your own conscience when you don't listen to the word and you just go by what everybody else says. Everybody else can't determine for you. Listen, God's word needs to determine for you who you are, identify with him, and what you're doing. I just tell you, if you're not careful, You'll have all kind of feelings. You don't want to have an eclipse of your own conscience. Do you know how? I'm going to say something really hard here. But you know how I believe that Jim Jones got him to drink the Kool-Aid? If you don't know, some of you are so young, you don't even know what I'm talking about, but some of you will. I tell you, when you get people who can no longer hear for themselves, and they have to hear through the pastor, listen, I'm a pastor. I have respect for pastors. But when you can't hear God no more yourself, I can get you to drink Kool-Aid. You say, oh, no, not me. Oh, yeah, I can probably talk into it. And I'm not nobody special. Somebody really special can probably get you to really talk, drink the Kool-Aid and eat whatever. I just want you to understand something, beloved. The Word is the truth. It's the life. It's the way. The Word. So let me go. So baptism, I wanted you to see, because I have a sense that somebody in the room may think that baptism is not necessary. I've been a Christian now for 40 years. I don't think I need to be baptized. I hope, pray, everybody in the room has been baptized. Baptism is a big deal. You become one with the Father. You become one with the Son. Let me show you one more thing, okay? Galatians. Let me just read one more thing to you. I love the words. The words we can trust. We can trust His words, can't we? Galatians chapter 3 and verse 27 through 29. I want you to see this. For as many of you as were baptized, listen to this, into Christ, you put on Christ. Some people say, I wish I knew how to put on Christ. When you're baptized into Christ, you put on Christ. Well, let's go ahead and keep. I won't stop there. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There's neither slave nor free. There's neither male or female. Boy, that's some hard. There's not male or female. Oh, listen. For you are all one in Christ Jesus. And if you are Christ and you're Abraham's offspring, heirs according to the promise. What a wonderful day. You don't have to be a Jew. You can be a Gentile. You ain't got to be a man. You can be a woman. You ain't got to be a woman. You can be a man. I'm just telling you, we're all in Christ. We're in Christ. Christ is in us. We're new creatures in Christ. And it's through this baptism that we become one and we put on Christ in baptism. I want you to see that. I want you to see one more thing. Ephesians. Let me look at Ephesians chapter 4. And I want you to see this. And beloved, I'm going to let you go here in just a second. But I want you to see just one more thing I want to read to you in Ephesians chapter 4. I want you to see this. Chapter 4, I want you to catch this, if you would. 4 through 6. I want you to hear these words. Ephesians chapter 4. Okay. There is one body, one spirit, just as you were called to the one hope that belongs to your call, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all, through all, and in all. Isn't that wonderful? One baptism. We are baptized into the Father. That's why I say sometimes, I don't really care if you're a Republican. I don't really care if you're a Democrat. I don't really care if you're bipartisan. I do care, are you a Christian? Have you been born again? Have you given Jesus Christ your heart? I tell you, baptism is a big deal. Baptism means something to God. I tell you, you become one with God. You become more dead. Every one of them, even the children. Who told the children to say, I want to be closer to God? Them children knew in their heart. I can tell you, Hannah and Jen didn't tell them what to say. They asked them to say what they felt. They have a sense, our children, and some of us. Isn't it interesting? When we were young, we were tender, and God would call us. God would speak to us. God would draw us. Oh, but you know, the older you get, a little more life goes by, a little more hard knocks, and after a while, you know, you don't hear no more. You don't hear, you don't have the Holy Spirit to prod. He don't prick your heart no more. You just kind of get hard-hearted, stiff-necked. So, of course, we all know the scripture, Matthew 28, where the Lord says to us to go, you know, into all the world, you know, baptizing. Y'all know the scripture, right? Right? Let me read it to you then. Baptizing in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Spirit. Baptism Listen, I'm not going to ask anybody else to come up here. I used to do that. One time we had a baptism service here. We were supposed to baptize about three or four, Hannah, and I ended up baptizing 15. I don't forgot. But I just had them coming up. Just come on, get in the water, get in the water. But I think, you know, I think we ought to do, I slowed down a little bit. I want you to think this through. I want you to make a conscious decision by act of your own will to come before the people in a public setting and identify with Jesus Christ and be buried with Christ and be risen with Christ. Amen. Amen. It means something to the heart of God. So anyway, so I said Matthew chapter 28. Let me read 19 and 20 to you. And so go therefore. Make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. Behold, I am with you always to the end of the age. Baptism is not a church ritual. Baptism is a biblical principle that we need to practice. Amen. Why don't you stand on your feet, beloved? Praise God. So good to see all of our guests this morning. And listen, let me say to our guests, too, all of our guests, I want y'all to know that across the hall, when I say across the hall, there's a little coffee room right on the other side when you go out. You're going, you'll see food all over tables. I want you to go over there, even our guests, please. Go over there and get some food and take it home with you, please. It won't cost you a dime. It's free. If we didn't get it out of the dumpster, we got it from Food Line. So I didn't want you to think, well, where in the world are you getting all this free food? We got it from Food Line. And so I want to invite everybody to the food. Praise God. So, I tell you, let's do this. I would love for our worship team to just lead us in one more song before we leave. And the song, the reason I want the song is because I just want to give you a little bit more personal time with the Lord. Now, if you're in the room and you feel that you need somebody to agree with you in prayer or pray with you about something, Dave, if some of the prayer warriors, if they'll go to the corner and listen, if you want somebody to pray with you, go over and have them pray with you. And if you want to just come and maybe just bow, and maybe you just want to stay right there, it's okay. But I do want to do this. I want to allow time for God to deal with your heart before you leave. Maybe this morning you say, well, I've been baptized twice, once when I was a little and later on. But you know, John, when he was speaking earlier, he was just talking about trials. And so you know what? Sometimes, you know, if you're not careful, you get the faith beat out of you. You just get the faith beat out of you. Whether you're going through maybe you're having to deal with some circumstances that just way beyond your control, and you're getting the faith beat out of you. Maybe your marriage is, maybe the faith's getting beat out of you. Maybe your finances, I can go down a whole list, but maybe you got sickness in your body and you just don't understand by His stripes we're healed, and I'm not healed instantly, divinely, in a moment, and I'm having to go a step at a time, but yet I know God's with me, but you're getting the faith beat out of you. Oh, beloved, I don't know. I'm just asking a question. I especially want to pray over the ones who may have a sense that, they just feel a little weak. So, Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that You, Lord, would teach us how to walk in the Spirit, teach us how to live in the Spirit. Teach us how to be led by the Spirit, my God. Oh, Father God, for folks that are under the sound of my voice that are coming to the end of their way. They're coming to the end of their way. Lord, I pray that their faith not fail them. I pray, oh my God, that they would come to realize that in their weakness, oh, you bring great strength, oh Lord. We can tap into your strength. For the joy of the Lord is our strength. Oh my God. Faith cometh by hearing your words, oh Lord. So I pray, oh my God, for my brothers, my sisters, oh Lord, who are getting beat up, oh my God, for whatever reason. And I pray, oh Lord, that they would sense in their weakness, you've not asked them to be superwoman. You've not asked them to be Superman. You've asked them to look to the hills whence cometh their help, because their help comes from the Lord. Hallelujah. Our help comes from you, O God. And so, Lord, we would tap into your strength. Oh, we would tap into your strength. So, Father, I pray over them in Jesus' name. And I pray tonight when they lay their heads on their pillows before they go off to sleep, O Lord, that you would deal, oh my God, with their hearts, with their minds. Oh, strengthen them by your Spirit, oh Lord. Oh, you such an encourager, Lord. When you're close to us, we sense it. Oh my God, it's more than a feeling. Oh, you cause our hearts to be glad. You cause us to be encouraged. You cause us to soar with eagles. Oh my God, hallelujah. So I thank you for it, Lord. Now I pray no harm or evil come nigh their dwelling as they go to their places. Oh my God, encamp angels round about them. Oh my God, keep them safe and bring them back. In Jesus' name, everybody see.